When Gordon, a brilliant surgeon, lost his wife to his uncontrollable rage, he never connected his adult anger to his childhood trauma. In therapy, he finally revealed what he'd buried for decades. His father had regularly beaten him with a belt for minor infractions. This revelation unlocked understanding of his own explosive temper. Millions share similar stories where adult struggles mysteriously connect to childhood experiences. Susan Forward's groundbreaking work illuminates how toxic parenting creates lasting psychological damage that manifests in adulthood as relationship problems, self-sabotage, and emotional distress. The uncomfortable truth is that behind many adult struggles lies the shadow of toxic parenting, a reality as prevalent as it is unacknowledged. The first step toward healing is recognizing these connections and understanding that your struggles aren't character flaws, but adaptive responses to childhood adversity. Children naturally view their parents as gods. Their survival depends on it. In healthy families, this perception fades as children grow independent. However, toxic parents see a child's emerging individuality as threatening, while cultural and religious norms reinforce unquestioning parental authority. Children internalize blame for parental abuse, carrying two beliefs into adulthood: I am bad and my parents are good, and I am weak and my parents are strong. These beliefs shield them from acknowledging parental betrayal. Both children and parents maintain denial systems, with parents often gaslighting their children's memories and perceptions. Healing begins by recognizing parents as flawed humans rather than infallible beings. This shift breaks their emotional power and allows for authentic self-discovery. Children need more than physical care. They need emotional nurturing and validation to develop self-worth. Toxic parents often reverse roles, expecting children to meet their emotional needs instead. Without external reference points, children absorb these dysfunctional patterns as normal. Les's story illustrates this dynamic. At age 8, he became caretaker for his brothers and depressed mother, cooking, cleaning, and trying to make her happy while other children played. This premature responsibility shaped his adult tendency to prove worth through constant productivity. Such role reversal creates adults burdened by guilt and struggling with emotional connection. Melanie's pattern of fixing troubled men mirrors her childhood role comforting an unstable father. When parents prioritize their survival over their children's emotional needs, those children become invisible, defining themselves only through others' reactions. The damage from emotional neglect often goes unrecognized because it stems from what parents failed to provide rather than active abuse. Adult children frequently defend these parents, saying they didn't mean harm, overlooking the fundamental abdication of parental responsibility. Controlling parents dominate their adult children's lives from fear of irrelevance. What begins as guidance becomes toxic when parents refuse to adjust as children mature, masking control as concern with "this is for your own good." Michael, a successful advertising executive, endured manipulation from parents 3,000 miles away after moving and marrying. They used tears, health threats, "you're killing your mother," and ignored his wife, forcing impossible choices between family loyalties. Money serves as a primary control tool. Kim's father alternated between lavish gifts and making her beg for basics, using remarks like, "don't you wish your husband was rich like me," to maintain dependency. Some parents control through infantilization. Despite running a successful company, Martin endured weekly account inspections from his retired father, who publicly berated him for screwing up his company, reducing him to feeling like a 2-year-old. When facing controlling parents, we either surrender or rebel. Both reactions prevent true independence. Parents secure in themselves don't need to control their adult children, while toxic parents act from deep dissatisfaction and abandonment fears, viewing independence as personal loss. Alcoholism acts like a dinosaur in the living room, glaringly obvious to outsiders, while family members maintain denial. In this atmosphere of secrets, children learn to suppress their feelings about their parents' drinking. children of alcoholics become invisible as family energy centers on managing the alcoholic parent. Glenn's experience shows how this dynamic teaches children their existence is problematic, leading them to minimize their presence and struggle with self-assertion in adulthood. Role reversal forces children to shoulder adult responsibilities. Glenn carried his mother's emotional burdens and made promises to rescue her, commitments that extended into supporting his struggling parents as an adult. Adult children of alcoholics often marry alcoholics themselves, compelled to repeat and win familiar patterns despite their conscious intentions. Jody's case demonstrates how growing up with a violent yet occasionally loving alcoholic father created an association between love and abuse. These children develop intimacy issues, gravitating toward emotionally unavailable people. Meanwhile, the non-drinking parent typically enables the alcoholic's behavior while maintaining denial, leaving children without protection. Verbal abuse inflicts deeper scars than physical abuse, yet often goes unrecognized. It appears through direct attacks and subtle humiliation masked as teasing or jokes. Phil, a successful dentist, faced constant mockery from his father disguised as humor. Children internalize their parents' words deeply, making such repeated ridicule particularly harmful. Abusers often justify their behavior as toughening up their children. Vicky's mother simultaneously pushed for excellence while undermining her with criticism, behavior stemming from her own insecurities and childhood deprivation. Carol, a successful model designer, carried lasting wounds from her father's verbal abuse about her body, leading her to seek validation in harmful relationships. Perfectionist parents burden children with impossible standards, making them scapegoats when they inevitably fall short. Children never learn that mistakes are normal and essential for growth. These toxic messages transform from external criticism to internal beliefs. You are stupid becomes I am stupid, creating deep-rooted self-doubt that often requires professional help to overcome. Recovery begins with challenging conventional wisdom about forgiveness. While letting go of revenge is healthy, absolving parents can become another form of denial. True recovery comes from working through grief while placing responsibility appropriately. Adult children often remain emotionally enmeshed with toxic parents through constant placation or rebellion, both forms of parental control. Emotional independence means maintaining individual identity while tolerating discomfort when you don't conform to please them. Replace reactive patterns with responsive behavior. Simple non-defensive responses like, "That's interesting," or "I'm sorry you don't approve," prevent escalation. Practice these responses gradually, starting with less challenging relationships. Healing requires shifting responsibility for childhood pain to parents while taking charge of your own recovery. This includes separating emotionally, facing truth, and reducing parental control. Confronting toxic parents about past experiences is empowering. The goal isn't retaliation, but facing fears and establishing boundaries. Success comes from your courage to speak truth, not their response. Breaking toxic patterns means refusing to perpetuate victim or abuser roles and protecting your children. While parents may not change, you can transform your family's future by choosing different paths for yourself and those you love.